Do you want to be able to make friends easily? Do you want to have healthy relationships instead of complicated relationships? Do you want to be viewed as a positive person? To be sought out for advice? To be a positive influence on others? I think most of us would say, yeah. We want to be successful in our relationships. We want to have quality friendships. You know, there's many self-help books that have been written on this topic. Maybe the most famous is one called How to Win Friends and Influence People. How many have read this book, by the way? I've read it 2 or 3 times. It's a fantastic book. It's not a Christian book, necessarily, but it is very well written. As a matter of fact, they say there's 30 million copies in print. 30 million copies. It's still in print, and it tells you some secrets to good, healthy relationships. You know, there's many motivational speakers, guys like Anthony Robbins, I mean. They hold seminars to teach people how to have successful relationships. But the best advice is not in that book. It's not in a motivational speaker, but it's in the Bible. Jesus himself tells us the secret to successful relationships. Did you know that? Not in a seminar, not in a book, by one brief statement. Just one statement, one verse. This is the only verse we're going to focus on today. Now I'll read other verses. But one verse I want to focus in on, and I'll guarantee you, if you learn it, put it into practice, you'll have healthy relationships. Is that what you want? You said it was. Will you listen to God's word? The principle is found in the Sermon on the Mount. We've been going through the Sermon on the Mount little by little. This time, one verse. Matthew 7:12, and it's called the Golden Rule. You ever heard that phrase, the Golden Rule? This rule has been called the topmost peak of social ethics. It's considered the Mount Everest of ethical teachings. I'm sure you'll recognize it. In the King James, you've heard it this way many times, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Does that sound familiar? Say that with me. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Now, this is a newer translation in ASB, chapter 7, verse 12. In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you, for this is the law and the prophets. Wow. That's it? That's it. It's restated by Jesus in Luke chapter 6, verse 31. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. You can put that to memory. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. According to Jesus, if we keep this one simple rule, we fulfill, what did it say? All the laws. All the laws. We don't have to memorize the hundreds of laws. Just have to put this one to practice. Sounds like another wonderful statement. Someone asked Jesus what was the greatest commandment, and what did he say? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. You know, they are connected, loving God and loving neighbor, and then treat one another as you wish to be treated. You know, when we hear love your neighbor, we go, how do you do that? Jesus answers it. Treat them the way you want to be treated. It's the answer to what does it mean to love one another. You cannot truly love your neighbor until you love God. There's a connection there. Love God first, that's the greatest, and then love your neighbor, treat them the way you wish they would treat you. So our vertical relationship is always highest priority. We need to get right with God. If you're not right with God, you cannot be right with people. You will not be right with your spouse. You'll not be right with your coworkers until you get right with God, and then you can get right with people. Without God, it's impossible to live right with people. That's the connection. Love God, love neighbor. The natural man, the man that does not know God, cannot really love a neighbor and treat them the way they should. So let me ask you again, do you want a successful relationship? Do you want to have healthy friendships? Then first get right with God, and then learn to love your neighbor and learn to treat them the way you want them to treat you. Let me tell you the story of J.C. Penney. In the year 1902, a 27-year-old man named James Cash Penny, how about that for a name? Cash Penny. James Cash Penny arrived by train in Kimmerer, Wyoming, to start a new business. It was a mining town with about 1,000 people. It boasted only having one store and 21 saloons. That's where the miners were really spending their money. James Cash Penny had two revolutionary ideas as he began his new business. Number one, products would be bought by cash only. Number two, he would operate on the golden rule: do unto others as they would have them do unto you. He called his business the Golden Rule Store. Isn't that a good name for a store? He understood the golden rule. He became a success, a huge success, opened more and more stores, bigger stores, soon they were scattered across the country. Sometime later, they became known as J.C. Penney's. Why was James Cash Penny successful? Because he made it his goal to live by the golden rule, to treat others as he wished they would treat him, to treat his customers the way he wished to be treated. Interestingly, this principle is shared by many world religions, but slightly different. This is the golden rule. We know you have a gold, silver, bronze, the highest is gold, right? This is the highest level. But the rest of the religions teach something just a little bit less than this. Let me share with you what I mean. We call it the silver rule, all right? It's similar to the golden rule, but it's stated negatively. See if you pick it up. Jewish Rabbi Hillel taught, what is hateful to you, do not do to your fellow creatures. Okay? Do not do what is hateful. Buddhism teaches, hurt not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful. Hinduism teaches, this is the sum of duty. Do nothing to others which would cause you pain if done to you. Confucius taught, never impose on others what you would not choose for yourself. Now, do you hear the difference? Do you see the difference? These are all negative statements. Basically, do nothing bad. Nothing bad maybe will come back to you. It's not positive, it's negative. Let me give you an example. So don't do anything you would not want done to you. If you don't enjoy being insulted, then don't insult. That's good advice. If you don't enjoy being hurt, then don't hurt others. If you don't like being lied to, then stop lying to others. If you don't like being cursed at, then don't curse at others. If you don't like being abused, then don't be abusive to others. If you don't want to be criticized, then stop criticizing others. You see, that's the silver rule. It's good, but not as good as the golden rule. The golden rule is stated in the positive. Jesus raised the standard from all these other religions. They all said, don't do this, don't do that. Jesus says, do this. There's a difference. It involves action, doing something, engaging with people. Let me read it to you. If you enjoy being loved, then love others. Who takes the initiative there? You. You love others, love comes back. If you enjoy being appreciated, then appreciate others. If you enjoy being accepted, then be accepting of others. If you enjoy being forgiven, then forgive others. Didn't Jesus say that? You've been forgiven, forgive others. If you enjoy being affirmed, and who doesn't? Then be one who affirms others. If you like compliments, then compliment others. If you enjoy being listened to, then learn to listen better to others. In other words, take the initiative. Do the positive. Be proactive. Treat others the way you wish they would treat you. They don't always respond in the right way. But you should treat, your responsibility is to treat others with kindness and goodness the way you wish they would treat you. You know, there's a version of the Bible called the Message. It's not really a translation per se. It's more of a paraphrase. very loose. Sometimes you can't even recognize it as the Bible. So I'm not recommending it as your study Bible, but listen to this verse. This is the same verse. This is Matthew 7, verse 12. Here is a simple rule of thumb guide for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you. Then grab the initiative and do it for them. Does that make sense? Grab the initiative. Be proactive. Do for others as you wish they would do for you. That's the golden rule. Our world, our society, our culture has a different approach. I guess this would be the bronze. You got the gold and the silver. Here's what the early people mostly live by. Treat others as they treat you. That's retaliation. Treat others the same way they treat you. In other words, if they're kind to you, then you'll be kind back. But if they're mean to you, you'll be mean back. It's reaction, reactive. If people are rude to you, then you'll be rude back to them. If they're helpful, you'll be helpful. But if they're hurtful, you'll be hurtful. That's reactive. That's responding in the same way people treat you. So the negative tends to dominate and escalate. It only gets worse. If someone's rude, the other one gets rude, and it goes back and forth and escalates. And retaliation becomes the rule of relationships. Is that the right rule for relationships? Is retaliation? Treating others as they treat you? No. Treat others as you wish they would treat you. That's the difference. Jesus expects us, as his followers, to live at a higher level. He expects us to step up to a higher standard, to be proactive, not reactive, proactive, positive. This takes a shift in our perspective. Instead of always looking out for ourselves and protecting ourselves and reacting, instead, look out for others. Others is an important word here. Look at Philippians chapter 2. We read it in our scripture reading. Do nothing from selfishness. We do everything from selfishness. Naturally. We're to die to self. Paul says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility do what? Regard one another as more important than yourselves. That takes a shift of thinking. Think of that person as more important. Instead of saying shotgun, say backseat. You've got shotgun. You've got the first place. I've told you about that lady at my Bible college. She's a returned missionary, elderly lady. And we had these long lines for food. She was always in the back of the line. Do you know why she was always in the back of the line? She'd always say, you first. Someone would come up, you first. So Ingrid was always in the back of the line. This elderly missionary probably could use the food more than any of the students. She understood this idea of regarding one another as more important than herself. That's quite a shift. Yet we see it over and over in Scripture. Look at Romans chapter 12, verse 10. Be devoted to yourself. Is that what it says? What does that say? Be devoted to one another. In brotherly love, give preference to one another in honor. That's a shift of paradigms. We are selfish people. We like to think of ourselves as most important. Jesus is saying, no, look at others. Prefer others. It's the heart of the golden rule. The secret to successful relationships is, listen now, here it is. Less focus on ourselves and more focus on others. There it is. Treat others in the way you wish they would treat you. Others should be our motto. Our mindset, our mission. Treat others in the same way you want them to treat you. This, by the way, was the motto and mindset of who? Of Jesus. He put others ahead of himself. He left heaven on our behalf and became a creature, a human being. He left heaven. He was King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Creator. He left heaven and came and became a servant. A man. He left on our behalf. Although he was rich, the Bible says, he became poor. He went to the cross in our place. He says, you're more important than I am. You get excused from the cross while I take your place as a substitute on the cross. He shed his blood, what? For our forgiveness, not for his own. Who was on Christ's mind as he suffered during the cross? What did he say? Father, forgive them. Others is on his mind. As he's there on the cross, he tells one of the disciples to take care of his mother. He's thinking of others. Do you want to learn to live the golden rule? Then learn to live like Jesus. Do what Jesus did. Love like Jesus did. Focus less on yourself and more on others. Chad was a shy, quiet little boy who didn't have many friends at school. One day he came home and told his mother that he would like to make a Valentine for everyone in his class. Her heart sank. She thought, I wish he wouldn't do that. Because she had watched the children when they walked home from school. Chad was always behind them. They laughed, they hung on each other and talked to each other, but Chad was never included. Nevertheless, she decided she would go along with her son's plan. So she purchased paper and glue and markers and crayons. And for 3 whole weeks, night after night, Chad made 35 Valentines. Valentine's Day dawned. Chad was beside himself with excitement. He carefully stacked them up, put them in a bag, and bolted out the door. His mom decided she was going to bake his favorite cookies and serve them warm and nice with a cool glass of milk when he came home from school. She just knew he would be disappointed. Maybe that would ease his pain a little. It hurt of her to think that he wouldn't get many Valentines, maybe none at all. That afternoon, as she had the cookies and milk at the table, when she heard the children outside, she looked out the window. Sure enough, here they came, laughing and having a great time. And as always, there was Chad in the rear. He walked a little faster than usual. She fully expected him to burst into tears as soon as he got inside. His arms were empty, she noticed. And when the door opened, she choked back her tears. Mommy has some warm cookies and milk for you, Chad. But he hardly heard her words. He just marched right on by, his face aglow. And all he could say was, not a one, not a one. Her heart sank. Then he added, I didn't forget one, not a single one. He wasn't thinking about himself, what he did get or didn't get. He's thinking about those other 35 kids. Now, here's a boy more focused on others than himself. I'm sure with an attitude like this, if he carried that through, it wouldn't be long before he'd have plenty of friends and be very influential on others. He'd learn the secret of the golden rule, others. In the early 1900s, General William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army, wished to send a telegram to his workers across the globe, to missionaries all around the world, only to find out he couldn't afford to send one. They would just allow him because he sent so many telegrams, just one word. He chose this word, others. Others. That was the central message of the Golden Rule, others. You're there for others. You're there to serve others. You're there to help others. Rescue others. That is the central message. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. That's a simple rule. Simple to say, not simple to do. So today, I want to give you a gift. It was in your bulletin. Many of you have stuck this little sticker that says others on your heart. Well, I'm glad you have others on your heart. But that makes it a one-use sticker. That's not what it was intended for. I gave you the sticker for a reason. Your assignment is to put this sticker somewhere where you will see it and be reminded others are more important than you. I'll give you an example. I got these stickers about a month ago, and I put one on my daytimer because my daytimer goes with me everywhere. And I open it up many times a day, and every time I see the word others, it makes me think, who am I meeting with? Who am I interacting with? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Do I really want to go out of the way? Others, treat others the same way you want them to treat you. It makes me think through what I'm doing with others in mind. That's a good place to put it, but most of you don't carry daytimers. I'd say put it in your checkbook, but most of you don't carry a checkbook. Others, think about who you're spending your money on, me or others. How about putting it in this place? Would that be a good place to put your phone or put your others? Before you send that text off, is this something I wish to receive? Treat others as you wish to be treated? Others. So your phone might be a good place to keep that sticker. Before you join in on the conversation on social media, before you read what you read and do what you do. You know, another good place? How about your water bottle? Doesn't that look nice on there? Some of you carry that water bottle everywhere you go. And as you're looking at others, as you take a drink, think others. How am I treating that person in front of me? How am I living my life? Put it someplace you'll see it. Don't put it on the bumper of your car. You can't see it on the bumper of your car. Put it on the inside of your car. Before you honk your horn, go, oh. Give preference to others. Before you raise a fist or a finger. Treat others as more important than yourself. So put this sticker someplace where it's going to matter. And live it. Jesus didn't advise it. He said, you, if you want to have some successful relationships, treat others in the same way you want them to treat you. Put it to practice. Maybe you can think of somewhere else to put it, but I have a few extra stickers out there. A lot of you, like I say, have already used your sticker up, so get a new one and find the right place to put that sticker that'll remind you of others. I'm going to close with a passage from Matthew 25, verses 34 through 40. Here's what Jesus says. Are you listening? Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry or feed you or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in or needing clothing and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. When you serve others, you're serving Jesus Christ. He's called us to serve the world around us. When you see a need, meet a need. Treat others the way you wish they would treat you. Amen? There was a hymn, an old, old hymn, that picked up this theme of others. Let's make this our closing prayer. I'm going to pray the words of this song as we wrap up. Lord, help me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer shall be for others. Help me in all the work I do to ever be sincere and true. I know that all I do for you must needs be done for others. Others, Lord, yes, others, let this my motto be. Help me to live for others, Lord, that I may live like thee. That is our prayer, Father. Help us to have a new perspective and to see others more important than ourselves and to treat them the way we wish to be treated. In Jesus' name, amen.